You were sleeping in a bit late, and I missed you. Luckily, I didn't have to page you since you were right in the next room. I sidled up beside you in the bed and slid under the covers. You looked like an angel as I watched you sleep. Your naked chest slowly moved up and down as you took shallow breaths through slightly parted lips. I lifted your arm and put it around me, while lying my head on your chest. My fingers stroked your skin, and my head turned downward a bit to give you small kisses. One kiss on your nipple. Being intimate like this was making my clit throb, an effect that you usually had on me. You've been working with me to get my pussy nice and worked up as often as possible and as quickly as possible. And it worked even better than we had imagined. Maybe a little too good. I looked under the covers, and while your cock wasn't soft, you weren't completely hard either. My body moved between your legs. One of my hands grabbed your shaft and brought your perfect dick to meet my tongue, which swirled around the head. And then worked its way down your shaft. When it met your balls, I thoroughly licked them. And gave your nuts some proper sucks. Amazement struck when I looked up and saw that you still appeared to be sleeping. I wondered if you really were, or if you were pretending. It didn't matter. I was going to have you either way. A smile spread across my lips as I remembered waking up the previous morning. The day and night before, you had been torturing my pussy until I was worked up into the hottest fever of arousal. When you tried to lower that fever, I passed out. Upon waking up the next day, the first thing I noticed was the taste of your cum in my mouth. I removed the covers, and my body was glazed in your dry ejaculate. My hand trailed down to my sticky thighs and then to my very wet cunt. I felt lower down, and the sheet was wet too. I put a finger gently up to the entrance of my pussy, and I was literally able to scoop fluid out. Holy shit, I was filled to the brim, flooded even. I sucked my cum-soaked finger and moaned. Here I was, covered in your jizz and filled with it, and this horny cum sleeve still needed more. I got out of bed, and the sheet was stained with more cum than I'd ever seen, even under where my ass had been. My fingers roamed to my backside and crept slightly between the cheeks. They were sticky. Did you? Surprise. I looked behind me toward your voice, and you had this devilish grin. We had a lot of fun last night. Thank you, pumpkin. Why can't I remember where all this cum came from? You passed out, and you had said before that if that had happened, I could keep going. My clit responded by throbbing. So, ready for round? I don't even know. Round 10? I asked. You ran over and pounced on me, which was one of my favorite ways to get taken. After sucking your balls a bit more, I licked my way back up your shaft. I sucked on your head while pumping your shaft with my hand. my tongue flicked your frenulum. Then my mouth started to take you in inch by inch. I bobbed up and down several times. Then I swirled my tongue around the head again. And sucked it. This time you were rock hard, so I took you into my throat. And I just let your cock rest there until I couldn't handle it. Then I put you back in my throat and I did shallow bobs to keep you there. I was sure my choking would have to wake you up, and the fact that you were fucking my throat. When I popped off your cock and looked up at you, you were still asleep. Holy shit. I was happy at least that you were getting some very good quality rest. Waking you up really couldn't be this difficult. I straddled you and began to grind my pussy all over your spit-covered dick while I repeatedly pinched and pulled my nipples. After your cock was slick with my juices, I rubbed your cock head against my opening. And then I made it smack against my entrance a couple times. Until I let it right inside to our happy place and gasped and let out a moan as your thick cock spread and filled me. Oh, it was made for my body, the perfect size. I rode you and played with my clit, since you couldn't do that for me. While making you my stallion, I kept squeezing your manhood like a vice with my athletic fuckhole. My palms were flat on your chest for support. Oh. Came to me, should I not let you blow and then wake you up by sitting on your face? But I knew what I had to do. I kept on riding and milking you until your balls surrendered and cum shot up and blasted my cervix. Then I sat up completely straight with you tucked into me, and I let your seed leak onto your dick. I did my best to unconnect us without moving too much so that I could let as much cum as possible seep out onto your shaft, balls, and head. After forcing my pussy to squeeze out more of your love milk, I was content with the mess we had made. Now I was the one with the devilish grin. I got out of the bed and kissed your lips. My angel was still asleep.